Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you wanna be my friend, you had better go and get a pen. And maybe we could keep in touch like they did in the old days. It wasn't so long ago.
Turn it up, folks. You're in your car. Turn it up. You're at work. You're in a cubicle. Blast it.
Sign your pen pal.
It's a perfect song. Patrick Keenan from The Winter Sounds coming at you, folks. Check out their entire catalog. You're going to be able to get that on all streaming services, Spotify, Apple, what have you, Pandora. Dip into it. Check out what they got out there. It's a cold, balmy morning. It's going to be 72 degrees in the valley today. You're going to want to make sure you bundle up a little bit as it might turn cold late at night. But let's say you're going home after work. You'll be able to grab a jacket then. No need to leave the house with one now.
Nice, bro. Feels good, don't it?
Is this my new voice?
I don't. I need the.
I don't. Okay. No, I can't. No, I don't.
Okay. A couple business fun things.
Get into it. Do it.
Dive right in. You can always hit us up, guys, by obviously sending us an email. If you're new to the show, welcome. You're a penny. You'll be a pal when you've listened to every episode. But you can hit us up by emailing us any of your letters. It doesn't have to be advice. We don't need to always be an advice show, nor are we trying to be. Send us a story. Let us know about a crime. Give us a case. Yeah. You can do that at the Pen Pals.
You just said that so real to where a new listener is like, oh my God, this podcast is amazing. These guys asked for real cases to solve.
At the Pen Pals Pod on Instagram and Twitter, thepenpalspod@gmail.com, or you can mail us snail mail, and that would be
1700 Burbank Boulevard, Burbank, California, 91560.
Oh, flip those last
91506.
Yes, sir.
Got it for life. 91506. 1700 Burbank Boulevard, Burbank, California. 91706. 91506.
Yes.
Yeah.
Care of the Pen Pals. You can also leave us a review. You should be doing that if you like us. It makes
September 15th, 2006.
5 stars. Leave us 5 stars, put in Grow the Show, and actually be growing the show in your life. From Danger Doll, finally a paler. Gentlemen, great news. I'm officially a paler. I hashtag grew the shoot.
Congrats.
To my sister, still a penny, hashtag subject to change. And now every time we go hashtag F2F, we always have a hashtag RRGT. Go back if you don't know what those are. They're just about having fun. Talking about the letters. Thank you both for the hours of laughs, and I promise to continue to hashtag grow the show. Very respectfully, Ryan D. And then I'm going to do just...
I don't know that F2F is just about having fun. RRGT, sure. But F2F...
will get you to a more fun place in your life, hopefully.
You know, F2F is the diving into the cold water, and RRGT is getting right out to quickly get in the hot tub.
You're right. August 22nd, we got a review from American Butcher. Sitcom strip mall. Ready?
American Butcher getting a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I'm not against it.
Here,
I love
remember
the name
we
American
asked people,
Butcher.
Send us your sitcom themed establishments.
Absolutely.
Growing Strains was the weed place.
Yep.
And then Family Fries.
Family Fries.
Was okay. Happy Fades, which is haircuts. And then Unsold Fisheries. Instead of Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, I like that.
And then my favorite one, and I can't believe I didn't think of it. 5 stars, Proud Paler is the title, from Solar System Smarty. How about a bar called The Wonder Beers?
Yes!
Yes!
Yes, sir! The Wonder Beers.
Yeah. And before we run over to all of our correspondents with you, I want to remind you guys, you can come see us. We have a show coming up. A pen pal and a live pen pals and stand-up shows at the Red Clay Comedy Festival.
Atlanta, Georgia.
I think that is the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the very first weekend of October in
Correct.
Atlanta.
Correct.
You can see us do stand-up, both
Correct.
Of us. You can see us do a live pen pals where we get into it with all of you there at that show. It is
Correct.
A group show, not just us.
Yeah.
So
be involved. Anyone who
Clay.
Is already coming and planning on coming, be involved. Is Adam going to be there? Adam, hashtag
Shanley?
Adam. He's going to be there.
Really?
He's going to be in Atlanta. And anyone who is a straight up, even if you're a penny, but if you're a straight up paler, you're going to get to look Adam in the face. We're going to be saying, Adam, stand up, take a bow.
And, what if we have one piece of merch by then?
I hope we do.
Me too.
Yeah.
And thank you to the people who are sending this in. Make sure you let us know if we can have
But
that
we're also
artwork.
Very lazy.
I know. Please let us know if we can have that artwork, because we'd love to put some merch together. You guys are just probably a lot better at it than we are. And then go to RoryScoble.com. Tons of dates coming up as he gears up to record his next hour. And go to DanielVanKirk.com, because if you are on the east side of the Midwest or the East Coast, you are going to see me. Plus, I'm going to be in, I don't know when. This weekend, I'm in Jacksonville, the 12th, 13th, and 14th at the Comedy Zone. And then I will be at Zany's Comedy Club in Rosemont on the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. That's in Chicago, Illinois, with a ton of other dates around and before then. DanielVanKirk.com.
So Dan and I want to announce that at this Atlanta show.
Let's do it.
This is our first time attempting this.
Who knows?
Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work.
Maybe it doesn't.
But if you're designing merch... and you want to give it away to us and see if we want to sell it at shows or sell it on the Patreon
sure.
or however, great, thank you. We will reach out for the stuff that we intend to, like, manufacture. But if you're a person who's like, I designed a Pen Pals t-shirt and I want to sell it at your show, feel free to bring t-shirts
bring
and
five,
just sell
six,
it.
Ten of them.
Or if there's other people who have t-shirts and you want to barter it, do whatever you want. Bring a bunch of sizes. If people, we don't care.
No.
If you're like, I made a Pen Pals t-shirt and it just says Pen Pals on the front and it cost me nothing to make and I'm going to go sell them. All we ask is that nobody's a dick with the prices.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't show up with a $30 shirt.
Right.
20 is maybe the most, but honestly,
maybe.
If you're chill as fuck, go 10.
Agreed.
Sell t-shirts for 10. You know, let's say you pay $5 per each one. You make $5 per t-shirt. If you want to do that.
Right.
Go ahead and do it. If you want to barter them, go ahead and do it. If you want to bring a bunch of t-shirts and just give them away to other pennies and pallers who love this show, then do that. In the future, Dan and I will have some shirts that
Remember
we sell at shows that only we have that we've sold.
Sure.
And if you like those and you want to buy those, great. But even those will never be more than $20. They'll probably be 10 or 15.
You know what we could have? I bet we could have.
What?
We could have calendars.
Yes.
We could have calendars for the Atlanta show. Those will be official, thanks to Diana.
Yeah.
And, in Chicago, somebody made a t-shirt that said, I fuck with Boggle, and it was a Boggle game with the letter with the words being found in the grid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I should post that on Instagram if I haven't, but maybe I will for you guys.
You should.
This is what we're talking about
yes.
here.
Yes. That's the kind of creativity
yeah.
that's like, Don't look, we're not going to sell that. I'd love to, but sure. If you're like, if that designer in Chicago, he or she, whoever it is, was like, oh yeah, I went to see them in Chicago and I just decided to make 20 of these Boggle shirts, I will go ahead and tell you, you'll sell all 20 of those Boggle shirts.
I would agree.
5 of them, I'm probably going to buy to give to people. But yeah, that's just an idea. We're going to try that out. That's a good idea. Well, we're going to reach out and see if we can't maybe do some of these calendars to have. Because I bet that's doable. We got to jump on that. We got a month. Shall we go to the letters? Woo! Yeah! Me or you?
I ran backwards. When's the last time you ran backwards?
You know what I hate? You ran just as fast as me going full speed forwards. You're really working out.
You weren't going full speed.
I was going 75.
See?
Gassers. What are you? Me or you?
Who's up? I don't know.
I'm going to grab it.
Okay. Stop it. You and your mouth. You're the Michael Winslow of this show.
Of letters. Of only this show.
Mm-hmm.
Dearest pen pals, Rory, I finally got around to watching your Netflix special, and let me just say, butt fuck.
Whoa!
Now that I got that out, I give it 2 thumbs up. Keep slaying it out there, gentlemen. Okay, let me start with the fact that I am a habitual people pleaser, a characteristic that I have become much better at managing over the years. However, I continually overextend myself for people that may not deserve it. This brings me to the real meat and potatoes of this letter.
Okay.
My grandmother has never really treated me like her granddaughter. She purchases birthday gifts and Christmas presents for my brothers and my husband, yet neglects to get me anything.
What?
In fact, one year, she asked if I wouldn't mind chipping in some money for the present that she made for me. I could care less about the actual presents. It is just an example of the necrosis. Am I saying that right? Necroses?
Sure.
Which exists within our relationship. Her and my grandfather live in Montana, and I recently found out that they will be coming to LA for almost a month. I live in San Diego, so it would be quite feasible for us to make an effort to see one another.
Yeah.
She didn't even tell me she was going to be in LA. I just happened to find out through my parents. When I brought it up with her, she told me that she, quote, might be able to squeeze me in for a brunch. How busy is this grandmother now? She must have
This grandma's a cunt.
She's got auditions.
That should be a quote on a shirt from Pen Pals. This grandma's a cunt.
That would be the best t-shirt. So if anyone wants to design that, there you sell that at a show. We'll be in Atlanta, October 5 and 6. Might be able to squeeze me in for a brunch. Is it auditions? Is she doing stand-up?
That sure she's going to get background
work?
I
have a general meeting every day. I have 5 generals a day every day at FAX, then Fox. The kicker is that if my husband hadn't stopped me, I might have actually driven all the way to LA for a 2-hour brunch with a woman I don't even like, simply because she falls under the title of family. My husband thinks I should verbally rip her a new one, F2F, rated R, because of all the years of hurtful comments and shaming that she put me through. I have no desire to do that. I think I could just passively let her go so that I can allow myself the space to stop trying so hard to maintain this shitty relationship. However, I can't help feeling the need to ensure that she is the one responsible for this poor relationship. I tell myself that if I keep killing her with kindness, then she will change her attitude towards me. And if she doesn't, at least I can tell myself I tried. So here's the question. Does blood run thicker than water? In other words, should I continue to pursue a relationship with my grandmother simply because she is family, or decide to remove her from my life because she only brings hurt and negativity? Your friend, Buzz. P.S. For Big Cat and the Pen Pal playlist, the song Same Drugs by Chance the Rapper.
Great song.
Sometimes relationships just change because that is the nature of relationships, and sometimes they change due to a negative influencers. The important thing is to go F2F and just check in. So,
okay,
short answer right out of the gate.
No.
Dan and I both agree, cut this woman out.
This is why you out. This is another reason why
killing
you
with kindness
friends.
Is the killing
that.
With kindness
dude, you
is
and I,
out.
This is you. We have no problem looking at somebody like, "Oh, that's how you are as a person?" Okay.
I'm
F
out.
Off.
Yeah.
See ya.
I'm out.
Well, but I'm this to you. I'm like, no, you don't. You're nothing to me.
You know what I'm bringing back? I'm bringing back unsubscribe, but I only say it face to face. I don't do it in an email where it's
sometimes
fun
I'll text
cute.
It back to somebody.
Unsubscribe.
Look at my new baby. I'm like, unsubscribe.
New phone. Who dis?
Right.
Here's the ultimate question. Because I know that Dan and I both agree it is time to cut this fucking woman
done.
Loose.
I wouldn't even ever speak to her again. Literally.
Side question that I want to come back to, but I want to plant the seed now.
Do it.
What's it like with the grandfather? What's his deal?
Yeah, there you go.
So, the question being that when you said, should I continue to pursue a relationship with my grandmother simply because she is family? The answer is no. Decide to remove her from my life because she only brings hurt and negativity? The answer is yes.
Right.
Now, I think it comes down to, do you all out let this woman fucking know the deal?
No.
Or do you not let her know the deal? Your husband, who I am a huge fan of,
yep,
thinks you need to verbally rip this woman down.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. And I love that he's pushing for that because that's a supportive relationship. And that's telling
he's
you
also getting a lot
the right
of
thing to do. Now, and he gets so many presents. He's just like, I don't know, stay in a relationship. The fact that she wrote, I have no desire to do that. If that's true, know that. If you have no desire to do it, you have no desire to do it. Everyone's right. Different. My personality is, I feel this need. I understand this dilemma because I feel a need to go, you know what? I'm so fucking pissed at Dan, but mm-hmm. I'll also be passive aggressive. And go, well, let's see if Dan can figure out that I'm pissed. I hate that I'm like that, but I will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Can Dan, or is it better for me to go, you know what? I'm going to fucking rip into Dan because that will feel so good.
Mm-hmm.
Or is my pleasure, and we are talking a little bit about pleasure, not maturity. Is it more pleasureful to go, yeah, let's see if Dan know that I just ghosted his life. Here's why.
That's me on the last one.
Here's why ghosting your grandmother's life bothers you, Buzz. What? And I'm willing to say that. I'm willing to put money on this. Because your grandmother might not even notice that you did.
Who cares?
Hey.
You'll know.
I'm with you. But what I'm saying when it comes down to, when you're the type of person who wants people to get along and you're willing to put yourself aside because you want to make things work and you were just about to drive 2 hours to Los Angeles for a grandmother that said, I can maybe fit you in for
brunch.
In
a month.
You want that person to know you ghosted them. You want them to know. You want them to know.
But that's the great part. This isn't in a vacuum. This is family. So they're going to know. When next Christmas will come and you don't say a fucking word to them and their birthday rolls
around. Are they going
to
know?
And you don't say a word to them.
Are they going
to
know?
They're eventually going to know, but they're not going to care. That's my whole thing. You go and rip somebody a new one. My question is, to what end?
Here's my side dish.
It better be only for yourself. Because if you're expecting them to be like, how dare you? Or you're expecting them to be like, I'm so sorry. Neither are going to happen.
This is why I wanted to plant the seed.
Okay. Let it grow.
Become a huge, huge, awesome relationship with the grandfather. Dig in. Like, literally, his next birthday, get a gift that is $500 and make sure everyone knows it. And then,
because we're
like,
assuming they have a good relationship, right? Because she didn't say anything about
she doesn't bring up the grandfather. Here's my thing, though. Is the grandfather
or
not
he,
like,
I don't know.
Is the grandfather not like, hey, you're kind of shitty to our granddaughter? Like, I don't know the deal. I don't know what's going on. I want to know more, but based on what I get in this letter, the meat and potatoes, as she even describes it, is that this relationship does not exist. It sucks because this is your grandmother. You should have a relationship.
Well, ideally,
at least a good one.
You're right. Ideally, yes.
I think. I mean, that's not everybody.
No, you're right.
But this grandmother is this. It's not like this grandmother. You go, oh, she's just an awful person. She is. But this grandmother's also getting gifts for everybody else. Like she's not like. Hey, why does she give gifts for anybody? That would almost be better. But you go, oh, she does have the thing in her brain. I don't think she's buying gifts for all these people out of spite. I think she's just literally like, I don't think of you. There is something that must have happened.
Right.
For her to treat other people well and not her. Something must have happened.
She's a bitch.
Is it your
dad's? Grandma's a cunt.
Is it the dad or the mom's side? Not that that matters, but maybe there's something there.
Oh.
Here's what I think you do. This is my fantasy. You go, would love to do brunch. You
no
drive
show.
The 2 hours.
No.
Or, oh, no show. You drive the 2 hours. You walk in to the restaurant. You walk up to the table. and you go, and if she stands up to greet you, I don't know that she would, but let's say she does.
She would. She wouldn't even look up from her jam.
You go, no need to get up. I already fucking ate. You're a fucking awful person and a shitty grandmother. And then pull a wireless mic out of your purse and drop it on the table. That's going to cost you.
Can I go a little further? Okay, what was your thing?
You look at the grandfather and go, keep that microphone. It's $500.
Wait, what did you say? Wait, what did you say to her?
You just walk in and go, okay. No need to get up.
Then you finish and I'll say the end part. Okay, you say yours.
Yeah, you're a fucking awful person and a horrible grandmother.
And I can't wait till you give me the best gift of my life when you die.
You've never gotten me a gift, but I assure you, when you die, it'll be the sweetest gift I've ever got. This is so vengeful. Yeah. Look at it, what it's bringing out of
us. You lying horizontal will be the most beautiful box I've ever seen a present in.
It's so dark. Dan, you're dark. Dude. You're dark. That's an actual line from Robbie.
Hopefully coming out of January, Comedy Central.
You got a real dark side, Dan. That's an exact line in the show. You got a real dark side, Dan.
Dan.
Father Dan.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so I mean,
I hate this for you.
I don't give this person anything. Like this. I don't give them anything. They've hurt you, and they treated you like shit. They don't even deserve for you to treat them like shit. They don't even deserve it.
You want to? Here's what you do.
Anger is emotion, and emotion is love. Don't give any of it.
Brunch and no show. When they reach out and they go, hey, why didn't you show up for brunch? Go, I'm sorry, who is this? And then literally act like you've never met them for the rest of their life.
Could you sit down, pleasantries, order all your stuff, right? Get a good meal, a good tab going.
And then go, I gotta go to the bathroom. Ghost them.
Or do your thing then. Hey, I wanted to let you know before all the food gets here. You can go fuck yourself forever.
No, eat the meal.
Eat it?
Eat all that food.
I like the idea of grandma sitting there with like all this hollandaise.
All these mimosas.
These are bottomless.
You're having a mimosa and Bloody Mary? Yes, I am. And you know what? I think I'm going to get a scotch on the rocks. Bring me the Lagavulin. Bring me the Macallan.
I've never had.
50 year.
I've never had locks.
Locks. I'm ready. I think I'm ready. Apparently the bagels here are incredible. Bring all that out. Extra dill. I mean, that's just insane. I like this relationship. They live in Montana. She's not better than anybody.
She's out there for her.
She lives in Montana. She should have like a, you know what? I connect with nature. I'm a real person.
Let me tell you this. You're going to have people in your family who she treats well say that you need to rectify this. If you ghost on her quietly or you ghost, you fireworks blow it up, you're going to have people who go, you really need to try and reconnect with her.
And then you know you did it. Then you know she's talking about it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And then you have the satisfaction.
Don't give her anything because that's what she's giving you.
You're done with this.
Nothing.
You're done with this. I think your husband just wants to see the verbal rip, and that's what I love about him the most. He loves it. He loves the entertainment. He wants to make some popcorn.
And you know what, if I was the husband?
He puts a little chocolate Reese's Pieces over the popcorn. He gets himself a nice soda. He sits on
Reese's
the couch.
Pieces.
He gets on the couch, and he goes, honey, just before you call, are you FaceTiming or calling?
Right.
And then she goes, calling, and he goes, go ahead.
Yeah.
And he sits back.
Can I ask you a question?
He's got his shirt off. He's like, you know what, I'm at home.
Out of support. My opinion, the husband? Does not accept gifts from this woman either.
Sends them back.
Sends them back, or at Christmas, they're like, no, I can't accept this.
I don't want it.
Like, solidarity this shit against this bitch.
Yeah, and she goes, it's a new Lamborghini. It's just the car keys. And he's like, come on, all right. It's paid for. I don't get to pay taxes. All right.
What's the blue book on that? Because I'm going to put that on Craigslist now.
Yeah. I just sold it for $10. I hope that eats you alive. Yeah, I mean, you're
blood out. Is not thicker than water.
Your biggest thing is not. Your biggest thing here is that you're done, so that's it. How you decide to exit the arena, that's up to you.
But it should
but
only
you
be
are done.
But
you
the
are
only
done.
Question you have to ask is, what will make me feel the best?
Yes.
Not what will make her feel the worst. Not what
that's
will make her upset.
Or your husband, who we all now know is very shallow, and I was never on his team. I was never on his team.
Your question needs to be, and work it out. Do some scenarios.
Yes.
Get some role-playing going.
Yes. Where use your husband, who's a good guy.
Yes. Well, at times. Go down the road of saying, oh, at the end of this, I will have felt better.
Yes.
Because your expectations on this person should be Persian. Absolutely zero-sh.
Exactly. Zero-sh. Look, I mean, look, this is life. It mm-hmm. sucks that you have to deal with this, but you don't live in the same town. You're not dealing with it. When you said, like, all of the hurtful comments and shaming that she's put you through, this person is a cunt. You're right.
Yeah.
That's what a cunt is. A cunt. I used to have a joke in my act where I said, that word offends some people. That's because you're a cunt. And you could see people go, oh, I don't mind that he says it.
Please let us know what happens and how you're doing.
Yes.
I just want to know what course you took.
Yes.
But if you want to yell at her and you're going to be like, God, I'm going to feel so good, then do it.
Yeah.
But don't go into anything about how you need her to have felt.
Exactly.
She obviously won't give you shit.
Exactly. Buzz,
we are not professionals or family therapists.
Please let us know.
On any level.
We are not even good performers. You have to let us know how this pans out. Please write us back. Your pen pals, Roy Scovel.
And Daniel Van Kirk.
Hey, do you miss traveling with your besties like in Girls Trip? Do you miss going to huge family gatherings like in Soul Food? Do you miss meeting the parents like in Get Out? Well, actually, no one misses that. But you can still do all of these things with me, Desmond Thorne, on my podcast, Adventures in Black Cinema. Each week, I take you on a journey through a new black film, how it relates to the culture, and sometimes how the themes relate to my own life, so there's always a little tea and a slight bit of embarrassment. And of course, as a filmmaker myself and one of the blackest, film nerdiest film nerds like ever, you're always in good hands. Adventures in Black Cinema with Desmond Thorne, executive produced by Amanda Seals. New episodes every Tuesday on all major podcast platforms.
When was the last time you did something just for you? Discover your summer essentials with FabFitFun, the best subscription box service delivering full-size self-care and wellness products delivered straight to your door. Their experts carefully pick from top trending products for you to personalize your own box of happiness. Just choose your plan and get ready for the best in home, fashion, beauty, wellness, and so much more. So whether it's the perfect beach blanket, a handy wine chiller, or aloe vera gel, FabFitFun has you covered for all of your fun in the sun needs. You'll get to choose some of the products to go in your box while the rest are a surprise. Plus, you can access other perks like flash sales and new items up to 70% off. FabFitFun is more than just an incredible value. It's me time in a box, all about the brands you love, the brands you will love, and doing something that's just for you. Visit FabFitFun.com for 50% off your first box while supplies last when you use code TALKSHOW. That's FabFitFun.com, code TALKSHOW.
Just sitting here at 1700 Burbank Boulevard, Burbank, California, 91506.
Dude! Love it!
Also, the penpalspod at gmail.com or all social media if you want to DM us. We've been getting some really good letters recently.
Can I ask you a question?
That really take us on a journey.
I know. I love the one I'm about to read, but I want to see a quick question.
Yeah.
Go for it. And I love when we have these type of questions that we could easily have off air, but I don't care because we're with our pen pals.
Do them right now.
Percentage of likelihood that in less than 6 months, we are in Galveston again.
80%.
Ooh.
It's always 80-20.
Okay. Well, now I don't know if I can trust it. We need to start figuring out if we're just going to go see Dave.
That's March, right?
It moves every year. I don't know when Mardi Gras is this year. Sometimes it's like right around Valentine's Day.
Wait, it does move?
Yeah, man.
Jacobs, hit us moves. Up. Jacoby, text me the moment you listen to this and tell me when that billionaire's ball is, because there's no way I'm coming all the way to Galveston and missing anything. I need all the steps.
Remember the bar and we went the live to show before again. The parade?
Yes.
I would have just stayed there all night. If 100%. We could get Jacoby to come just hang with us there all night.
Now that I've seen the vibe, my tuxedo this year for next year
Whoa, what?
Is going to be unreal.
What do you want to do? I liked our blues.
I didn't even have an idea. I thought I had something.
All right.
I think I'm going to wear something from like the 1700s.
Like Lestat?
Yeah.
You're going to go interview with a vampire in 1800 New Orleans?
I'm going to buy an extra ticket.
Okay.
And I'm going to hire a butler who gets me stuff. So when people are like, everyone here, we're all rich. I'm going to go, not
remember. Do you think we have to
bring a butler?
Offer to pay for our billionaire ball tickets since it's the second year?
We got to pay for all of it. Jacoby has already let me know. Jacoby and I had dinner in LA and he was like, look, come back. You can stay at our place, but I can't pay for this again.
Well,
and
I'm
like,
of course you can't.
That's insane.
We could stay with him again?
You know, I don't know that he said that. I don't even know that was
said. Didn't you love that?
I might bring my kid. Let them all play together.
Well, you should.
Let us go get wasted two nights in a row. Throw beads at people.
Okay.
Ready for another? I'm going to do some hard drugs this year. All right, here we go.
This is a direct message.
DM coming at you, the Pen Pals Pod.
At the Pen Pals Pod on Twitter. Gentlemen, I'm a paler from day one, and I look forward to each episode, not only because you make me cry, laugh, but because your answers are always filled with kindness and humanity. Although, as a librarian, this is where I'm out, start complaining at me, I don't want to hear it. Okay, back. Although, as a librarian, I disagree with you that listening to a book is not reading it. Jesus Christ. They bothered. Just give it to them, right? Okay. No, you consumed it. You didn't read it. I love to camp, but I'm going backpacking for the first time this week on a remote island, and I am a little worried about having to carry everything I need to survive for a week on my back, not to mention being slightly afraid of encountering a moose or wolf, the island's two largest inhabitants. That's an island of just moose running from wolves all the time. But
that's some goddamn Twilight shit right there.
I don't know why I keep interjecting on this fine letter. But what I am most worried about is something that most might consider an unreasonable fear. The thought of being potentially trapped on a tiny island in Lake Superior. Being on a tiny island in the middle of a big lake, it's a 6-hour ferry ride from Michigan's Upper Peninsula. With no easy way out is terrifying to me, even though I know in my logical brain that thousands of people come and go to the island each year with no problem. Do you have any unreasonable fears? How do you manage them without letting them paralyze you? How can I keep myself from focusing on the fact that I am trapped on an island in a giant lake? And we're all trapped on a tiny planet in a giant universe. And focus on the wonder of nature around me. Also, for a less anxiety-ridden question, have you ever been backpacking? If so, where? If not, would you ever go backpacking, and where would you want to go? What would you pack to eat? P.S. Rory, your recent story about the St. Jude Hospital golf outing inspired me to give just a small monthly donation, but hey, every little bit counts, right? P.S. 2.0, song for the playlist. End of the line, Traveling Wilburys. Not cooler, edgy, but that song... cool or edgy, but that song makes me smile even in difficult times. Take care, and thanks for the positive vibes, Kendra.
Kendra, coming at ya.
You ever been backpacking?
I don't think I have.
I haven't either. Would you?
Yes.
Me too. But
absolutely.
It feels like I definitely want to do it in Europe.
But I also think, sounds fun, I also think that while I love the idea of camping, I might be a two nights only type guy. I'd like to think that I could go for a lot longer.
Isn't backpacking different than camping?
But I just mean in the sense that I think that's kind of what's happening here, right? Isn't she also camping?
Yeah, but I guess I figured like traveling by backpack versus, those are hostels and stuff in my mind.
I would do both.
Yeah, I would do both.
I would do all these. Camping, none of these turn me off. I do wonder if it was like, hey, carry all your stuff,
right?
And at night, you're building your camp on paper and definitely for two nights. I love it. And then I just wonder... I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Do I fall into a rhythm where I go, oh, I really love this? Because on Instagram, I follow a lot of outdoorsy accounts.
Really?
Where people post videos of them like, hey, just chop it. One guy I saw recently, I'm not going to remember the account because I follow, they all are very similar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy was just chopping firewood and the caption was like, yeah, just love chop, making sure I've already chopped the firewood for when I return to this place again. If I happen to arrive at night, mm-hmm. I can quickly have a fire lit.
Sure.
And the way that he was storing it under what is definitely like the wooden bed.
Yeah.
He was like, and it's nice and dry. So it's just a guy prepping his own campsite that he goes to often.
Yeah.
Being like, hey, so when I get back, I'm not chopping wood. I just grab the wood right there and I got a fire going in 5 minutes and I can see blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I was just like, I love that.
I do too.
But if I'm having to do that, do I go, fuck this. This isn't me. I love that. You know what I mean? There's so many things where you like the idea of you doing it.
That's you and I a lot.
But then maybe you fucking hate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. So in this particular case, I wish I knew. I wish I had gone to summer camps as a kid. Not just sport summer camps. That's what I did. I did like basketball or soccer or whatever. Never like a just straight up 80s summer camp movie.
Right.
That I loved
right.
and wished I got to live in. I never did that. My wife did that every single summer and loved
it. Yeah, I didn't do it either.
But I wish that I did that because I think I'd love it. Like the idea of like the cabin and that outdoor living, which is not camping, even that, I'm just like, I love it. I love the idea of it. I love the nature. I'm a mountains person. I love, mm-hmm. I definitely love the mountains. I would love to know how far and how long I can go. So to answer the question, I've never done it. I'd like to believe that I really could do it. But the times that I have camped, I will say when you got that campfire going and the radius of 20 feet around the campfire, and then it is just a wall of black and you cannot see anything is so terrifying. This is not my unreasonable fear answer.
I thought you were going to say you loved it.
You do love it a little bit. You love it if you're there with like a group and you're like, we're
stand
fine.
By me, man.
No
it's
one
one
said watch out for bears. No one said there's bears. No, we're fine.
Yeah, just moose and wolf.
Just moose and wolf, and they've got their own issues. They don't need a human involved.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Like that is so scary, but then you kind of like it. But then when you're in a tent, you're like, oh my God, is someone gonna get in my tent?
Have you seen the movie The Ritual on Netflix?
No.
Okay. Some people go camping. And
see, that's not good for me, because now I watch that and I go, that's going to happen.
You would think it's very good, though. Because it's very heady. It's very, like, mental. How do you perceive?
Scary.
Yes.
Scary movie.
I think you would appreciate it on its psychological level and
sure.
themes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would recommend. If you, anybody, I hate pennies and pallors. Watch The Ritual. Let me know what you think. I mean, here's the part that stuck out to me. I think I also would get a little claustrophobic on an island. Where I just went to Hawaii.
How big is that island, though? She says tiny. Is it like tiny, like no one else is there but her? But she said thousands of people come and go to the island each year with no problem. There must be like a little bit of like a town or something.
This was my guess. In my mind, 6 hours to walk around the island.
I think that's a decent size island.
Yeah, small for islands.
Yeah.
But you have your own.
I wonder what it is. If it's like just very nature-filled campsites and there's literally no... You can't go, I forgot batteries. I'm going to run into town. There's no town. There's no batteries. There's no, like...
6 hour ferry ride. And that's a ferry.
Oh, is that what it was said?
Yeah, 6 hour ferry ride.
Fuck, that is out there.
Yeah. Lake Superior, people don't understand.
That's
they
an ocean.
Thought it, yeah. It's almost a small sea. It is enormous.
Can I just say when it comes to Lake...
Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald? Come on.
When it comes to Lake Superior potentially being an ocean, in that regard, I'm a flat earther. When someone goes, no, Roy, it's definitely a lake, I'm like, it's an ocean.
Okay, this might sound crazy, all right? So I was in Hawaii, got a little high, and I did have to remind, I started to feel a little like, you're on an island. You can't get off.
Sure.
You're stuck here. And I had to just check in with myself and go, it's just, I could go get on a plane right now and leave.
Right. But also,
and then
you're not on an island. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Because how far are you going to go?
Because visually, you can't stand.
We're on an island right now in North America.
Which island were you on?
Kauai.
Yeah. So Kauai, there's nowhere that you're standing and going, I can visually.
See both sides.
See everything and go, right. I am on an island. It's
right.
all so big.
Right.
That you're just like. I was told I'm on an island.
Yeah, but mentally, I know. Exactly. I was told.
Yeah.
So mentally. And
where'd you stay?
Just like it was you rented a condo.
Hanalei Bay?
No. Love Hanalei Bay. So Poipu. Fun.
You know what? I think Kauai, and I want there to be a listener or a few who live in Kauai. Is it getting too touristy? Like the Descendants happen. Now everyone's going there.
Oh, is that
the last
what
time I went, I've been a few times.
To
I love
Kauai?
That island, to Kauai. I've been there a few times and I'm like, it's packed now. It's packed.
It was chill when I was there.
Hanalei Bay was packed. And you're like, the first time my wife and I went. It wasn't like that. We were like, it's like nobody here. This is great. It just, yeah. you feel like you're the only tourist invading the locals. And now it's like, you talk to everybody and you're like, I don't really know where the locals are.
You know what I love most about Hawaii?
I feel bad for the locals. They're like, oh, shit.
The kind of theme is like, just don't be a fucking idiot. We're not going to put a railing here, okay?
I know.
Just don't be an idiot. We're not going to give you like steps down to the
beach.
And
also, if you are an idiot, we're not memorializing you.
No.
Yeah.
You know what they do? They just add one more like notch on the piece of wood that says how many people died at this beach.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
You get another notch.
You get a notch.
Yeah. Okay. So I could see myself camping on this island and also being a little bit like getting a little claustrophobic.
I don't think I would get claustrophobic. I do want to know, though, the size of this island.
We don't even know the island.
Here's the fear. The fear is that it is a six-hour ferry ride. That you're like, oh, shit, something happened.
It's you're
like,
remote.
No one's here for 18 hours.
Why is it? Let's make this movie. But this is what you're going to think I'm ridiculous? In my backpack?
No way.
I would find some sort of small enough but definitely feasible, like, inner tube or raft. And I would have that with me just in case I need to go out there.
Yeah.
I don't have to swim. I don't care if it's a 3 by 4 foot little inner tube.
You don't care if it's a door from the Titanic.
Well,
you'll float on
room
that.
For one. Room for one.
Exactly.
Room for one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would probably bring something like that just so in my head I could be like, if I had to start making what would probably be an 18 hour float on a 6 hour ferry. I could do it.
Yeah.
I could go out there.
Yeah.
So I would need that.
Yeah.
Irrational fears, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like small spaces.
Right.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Prison. That's probably it for me.
I think I'd be all right with that. I don't know. I think I'd be distracted enough with the camping and like, oh,
I thought
here
you were
going
to say, I think I'd be distracted enough with the Aryans and then what gang I was doing. I thought you were talking about prison. You're like, I don't know.
I think in prison I'd be able to like, you know, I'm friendly enough and I think I'm funny. I'm the funny guy. I think on the island I would be able to just be like, oh, okay, what do we got to do? All right, we got to get some firewood. Okay, I can like, all right, I'm fine. Like, you know what I mean? I think I'd be distracted enough to where I was like, oh, we are camping, that I would maybe forget. Oh, we are camping on a tiny island. That's why I want to know, if you're on the tiny island, you go, if you stand anywhere, you look around, and you're like, oh, man, we're just on this island. I can see every side of it. Like, I am getting claustrophobic. Or if visually you can't totally tell, you just know in the back of your head, for me, that would be a different type of claustrophobia. It would be a less effective claustrophobia. If I couldn't visually, if it was only in my mind and I can't visually, every time I open my eyes, go, oh my God, every time I open my eyes,
you could walk away from that mentally.
I think I could distract myself enough with the timeline. And also, it's a matter of who you're with. I mean, did she say that it's like a group or she goes, or is she like alone?
I don't see. I'm going backpacking for the first time on a remote island. I'm a little worried about carrying I feel like Kendra's just out there in the wild.
You know what? She is a librarian.
Also, great book.
She's a librarian. She doesn't need someone to talk to.
Great movie. Did you ever see that Wild? With
Reese I love that Kendra's a librarian, and she's like, I just want to get out there where it's nice and quiet. It's like, Kendra, your job.
It's quiet all the time.
Every day.
Yeah. Maybe go to
your vacation should be going to a construction site.
Yeah. Get some noise.
You should get a room at a hotel that's not fully built.
Now we're going to get letters from librarians who are like, actually, librarians are, there's a lot, and the libraries are a lot of noises these days. And maybe if you guys,
and maybe you guys opened your mind and understood that the idea of running a library is more than just,
than that scene you saw in Last Crusade.
Yeah. By the way, I work at the library from Breakfast Club.
Oh, jeez.
Hmm.
That's so fun.
Fun would that be?
Oh, the best.
Every day you're like Breakfast Club.
New Cheer High School.
Everybody that walks in, they go
there whenever
Breakfast
you want.
Club. Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club.
Have you seen Wild?
No.
With Reese Witherspoon?
No.
Highly recommend.
I just can't see myself watching that. Why should I see it? Go ahead. Spoiler alerts abound.
No, I don't. I'm not going to tell you. You would really
I'm
like
never
it.
Gonna see it.
That's okay.
There's nothing about that.
We're in enough hotels. You never know.
You're not wrong. It's just there's so much entertainment. That if that one's not pulling me in, granted, you telling me that it's worth it is a good start. But
Last
I've had
movie
chances.
I told you about
I've
was
had chances to see
First
it.
Man,
one of my favorites. I've had chances to see Wild.
There's something else.
I just don't know that I care.
Going to ask you,
and it has and nothing against Reese Witherspoon. I'm fine with her. I just don't know that I care.
You'd like it. I'm at a blank, Roar. We're two people with a podcast, and I literally forgot what I was going to say. This is horrible content.
I like it. I like it when things are different and new. You know
what
I
mean? We don't have many lulls in our podcast.
Do you need something to, like, help you?
No, I can't remember what it was. All right. It was something I was going to ask you about this. What is this? I love to camp from going backpacking for the first time. Is this Tool? What's the name of the song? Are all the song titles, like, really out there?
Descending.
You love it?
Do you hear those drums?
Now I do.
Seeing them live, the whole experience is one big, great, beautiful package. But the drummer alone, you're just like, how's that humanly possible? How does your brain work where you understand that many rhythms? It's bizarre. He's playing rhythms that you're like, oh, only he knows that's there.
And that's prog?
We're just hearing, but he's over here like, and you're like, how does he even, nah. Okay, here's what I think. I don't know, irrational fears. I really don't know of any. I definitely have
them.
This
is what I was going to ask you.
Go then.
Castaway. You think you would have survived?
No, I would have been dead within a week.
But you have to have that volleyball. You have to have a friend.
Sure.
I don't know that you'd have been dead.
Castaway?
Don't you want to learn something about yourself?
Here's the thing. I follow these outdoor things, and I think I'm going to sign up for an outdoor survival like course
thing.
Would
you do Naked and Afraid?
No.
You wouldn't do it?
No. I would
fail, but I would do it.
I would love to watch you, just to see you naked and afraid.
And hungry, definitely asking. See, that's what, they don't highlight
and definitely
that.
Asking the producers if they have any snacks.
Dude, they've had stuff where people went in the middle of the night and snuck into the like producer's camp to steal like granola bars and stuff.
That's me. That's me if I'm there. And really? I'm probably putting some clothes on. But Castaway... When Wilson goes, it's so beautiful because that is a volleyball, and yet you care. Yeah. You care like it's a person because you get it. Mm-hmm. That's why I love that. I love that movie. A lot of people have mixed feelings.
I love it.
What was the script? 10 pages? Who gives a shit? I love it. I fucking love that movie. Irrational fears. I don't know. I think about this fucking big earthquake that's going to hit California. I think about it a lot. People are like, it could be in 100 years. Like, I just don't believe that, but I think it's coming. I think it's soon. But either way, that's
we might
maybe.
Be out. We might
maybe
be
that's
out
rational.
City.
Maybe that's irrational. I don't fucking know. It's not like I'm prepared for the thing that I'm even greatly afraid of. I want to learn how to camp. I want to learn how to exist and survive in the outdoors and like really know my shit. I want to know how to farm. But I'm conflicted because the other half of my personality will take no steps towards learning any of that. And that has been my entire life.
Hey, at least you know yourself.
Okay. Sincerely, your pen pals,
Daniel Van Kirk
and Rory getting to know himself, Scope.
Wasn't so long ago.
A podcast network.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound. sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.